Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Nuggets select Christian Brown from the University of Kansas.
Christian Brown at pick number 21 for the Nuggets. And tell you what, man, we weren't that far away from Roddy going 21. Everybody and their mother, including kind of me, said 21 might be a little too high for Roddy. But Jade's what I say. I might have got the Tampa Bay Colorado game wrong the other day, but I've been saying it for months, probably over a year, that David Roddy, when the time comes, would be a first-round draft pick in the NBA. Congratulations to the Colorado State stud, the Mountain West Player of the Year, a co-host of the David Roddy Show, I might. Yeah, I had to take some time to brag about it. Jades, do you know like how crazy it is to think years from now, when Roddy's doing amazing things for the Grizzlies, that we'll get to say, we had a show every single week with a first-round pick who's playing in the NBA, and in my mind, and another prediction for you, at a very high level.
Yeah, and to say that, like, you personally, you were friends with him.
Oh, like, we're, like, probably best friends.
Probably
best friends.
I can't even tell you the number of times you skipped the show to go hang out with
fishing
him.
Or just hang out? Oh, yeah. He did answer my text last night. I texted him and I said, congratulations, albeit it was a couple hours later. He just wrote back, wow. I did text him this morning. I asked if he would be available for an interview today. No word back yet, but again, the guy is running like crazy now. It's full go. So, I mean, we'll be blessed and lucky if we're able to talk to Roddy within the next couple of weeks or months, because now life completely goes 90 mile an hour for him. Congratulations to David. What are your thoughts on the Nuggets taking Christian Brown? It's spelled Braun. We say it Brown from Kansas. Good defensive player. Maybe going to be kind of like a 3D guy. That can hit the three, moves around without the ball in his hands, which is another big deal. Kind of a trash talker. You know, a little bit of an attitude. I like it. I do. Listen, who were they going to pick? If they weren't going to take, listen, I wanted them to take Roddy. Not even that it made sense. But I still view this draft as I viewed many drafts, Jades. Did the Nuggets need Bones Highland at this time last year when they drafted him? Not necessarily. And what did we know about Bones? And then it worked out where, well, unfortunately, you had the injuries and, you know, Porter never recovered. So, again, your depth chart is scattered. Murray never came back. So you did see Bones Highland play a pretty big role for the Nuggets. But last year, I didn't look at it and say, okay, Bones is a necessity. And he worked out. This year, same thing, man. I haven't felt like the Nuggets, really since they got Joker and Jamal Murray rolling, I haven't felt like the Nuggets really needed the draft. And that being said, the draft has worked out for them. Guys that are big pieces to what they're doing. And now Bones Highland, Zeke Nagy, we'll see. But obviously Michael Porter Jr. is part of the future plan. Monte Morris was drafted in 2017. But really, since 2017, when they did pick up Monte Morris, I haven't viewed the draft as, oh boy, the Nuggets got to land this. Now, I know we are phrasing this summer as the most important offseason for the Nuggets. Are we still at the point where the most important thing for Denver is just to get healthy? Was that what Calvin Booth essentially did last night by saying, you know, we're not going to package these players or these draft picks with Amante Morse? Because that was kind of the rumor. And again, still, stuff might still happen. But for now, Denver stuck with those picks. And a lot of people are kind of, I suppose, not necessarily enthusiastic about this situation. About Christian Brown and, you know, the pick that they got at 30, Peyton Watson from UCLA, is really a project player. He's got defensive upside, but Calvin Booth said, I would not expect him to, essentially in a roundabout way, said, I would not expect him to be really a big piece to the puzzle next year or the following year. We knew this going into it. We're going to talk to Chris Dempsey at 12:30. We did know this kind of going into it. And we thought they're not going to necessarily draft a guy that they think is going to be an asset next year unless something happens, which is why I didn't feel like David Roddy was going to be a good fit for Denver. Because, I love Roddy. I would have voted for that. I'm not the manager, so I don't have to worry about him finding the right piece. I would have just loved it for the story, for the relationship, for the localness. But I don't know that it made much sense. Where would he find time? You know, we'd play at four, probably. Could have been a backup. Could he have been good enough to be like come off the bench for Aaron Gordon? I suppose that could have been the deal. But Denver very much viewed this situation as, we're just going to draft guys that might be more or less a project guy. More or less a guy that we can work into the mix down the road. Christian Brown will be worked into the mix sooner rather than later. But pick 30, Peyton Watson, and then Ishmael Kamagati, I think I'm saying that right. The Nuggets traded a 2024 second round pick to Portland to get their 46th pick. Speaking of Portland, they drafted Jabari Walker. Jabari did get drafted from Colorado. So just barely, but he did get drafted. So kind of a cool night for Colorado. I mean, we don't talk as much Buffs as we talk Rams, but we still, you know, we keep our focus over there. And he got drafted second to last. So you get two local guys that we've followed got drafted last night. Jabari Walker at 57 and David Roddy at 23. And again, Philly announced that. Do you have that? The NBA draft is weird, Jades. Like in the NFL, Roger Goodell goes up to the podium and they say the pick is in. And Goodell will say, hey, it's like the Bengals up, right? The Bengals have traded their pick to Tennessee. Tennessee is on the clock. They'll come up and announce. The NBA is different. They'll come up and say so-and-so has drafted David Roddy. And then like three picks later, Adam Silver will come out and say, the Sixers have traded their rights and their pick of David Roddy to the Memphis Grizzlies. So like when Silver came up to announce the Nuggets pick, the first thing he said was, there has been a trade. So I immediately went, oh, did the Nuggets just trade pick 21? And then he just broadcasted somebody else's trade and then made the pick. So it felt like we were like three picks behind. And by the way, like Adrian Wojnarowski and all the NBA Twitter guys, you got to sync up with the draft, don't you think? Because they're all tweeting it like 2 minutes before the actual draft is taking place.
And producer note here, the NBA needs to fix this because it makes it incredibly difficult to find the trade.
I'm texting, well, you're not alone. I'm texting Brian Gary of Good Morning NoCo last night. And he was all kinds of confused, as I am too. Because if you go and look at the Nuggets draft picks and go look at their depth chart, it just says that they drafted Christian Brown. That's the only pick. But they drafted two other guys. They got two other picks, but they were other teams' picks. This is what I always tell you guys. Donovan Mitchell, all you people out there that are like, why did the Nuggets not draft Donovan Mitchell? Instead, think of it this way. The Nuggets traded the pick before Donovan Mitchell was drafted, right? So just like what Philadelphia and Memphis did. The pick was traded before at 23. Memphis calls Philly and says, hey, with that pick of ours, you're still drafting it. We want you to take David Roddy. So it's like Philly never had rights to Roddy. They drafted him, but the trade was already done, so they're doing it on behalf of Memphis. That is what happened with Donovan Mitchell. Now, Denver could have not traded that pick away and waited it out, but bottom line is, the Donovan Mitchell pick was traded in 2017 to Utah, and then Utah calls Denver at pick 13 and says, take Donovan Mitchell. So the pick was already gone. That was not their pick to use anymore once the draft began. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It is game five tonight. The Colorado Avalanche can win. It's a pretty easy Method Flow Products poll question. Like I said, Jades, we're not going to overthink it when we're in the Stanley Cup final. Are the Avs winning their third cup tonight? No, you think it's going back to Tampa Bay? You have that feeling?
They're winning it in game six. Like, I mean, I've said it from the beginning.
You think they're going to go to Tampa Bay and win it, huh?
What?
You think they'll go to, so it'll be in Tampa
Bay? Yeah, they'll win it in Tampa.
I follow the, do you follow the, you should follow them if you don't, the Stanley Cup Twitter account? Do you follow
the,
did you see the tweet the other day? It's like, what did it say? We're on our way to Denver. We'll be in the building on Friday night. Like, that's kind of cool. They gave its personification there, Jades. A little school lesson for you. I don't know. This is a back-to-back Stanley Cup winner. They do have the experience on their side. But that place is going to be nuts tonight. How much does home ice play a role in hockey? Because like in football, you can, if you're on the road, you can the home crowd's going to cheer when you're on offense, so it makes it hard for you to hear. Basketball's kind of the same thing when you're at the free throw line, all that stuff. But hockey is so fast that the crowd's just loud the whole time. So is it impacting you as much as any other sport? I would say it's probably, and I could be way off here. Just from my gatherings, I would say home ice is the fourth, when we talk with the big four, would be the fourth most meaningful. So it'll be crazy tonight, but it's not like they shut off as soon as Tampa Bay gets the puck. The crowd's going to be buzzing and just cheering. It's standing room only, I'm hearing, too. You ready to stand for 4 hours? Yeah, it's going to be nuts, man. How much would you pay for a ticket like this, Jades? And I know you're jumping into the workforce, but let's just pretend you're fully set. You still got a lot of school ahead of you, but let's just pretend you're in your career mode now. You're working full time. How much would you spend? I mean, there's a lot of cheese out there for these tickets.
I don't know. I mean, like you said, it's going to be standing the whole time. I'm not really a stander.
I
wouldn't pay more than 110.
Like $100?
Yeah.
You wouldn't pay more than like... What? Okay, you're more of a baseball guy.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite baseball team?
Unfortunately, the Rockies.
The Rockies made it to the World Series. How much would you pay? What's the level of money that you're comfortable paying? Assuming you're not a multimillionaire, you're just an average dude making an average paycheck.
$300 Because I know that it'll probably not happen again in my lifetime.
Well, you could just say $3 million because you know it's not going to happen. No one's going to hold you to that. For a local team, and again, if they don't win tonight, you pay a lot of money. But it's Stanley Cup final. It is part of history. I'm not coughing up a grand. Even if it was like, what about the, I mean, if I had to pick, I'm more of a Nuggets guy, Broncos guy than anything first. I go football, basketball. But I still don't think I'm paying more than $500. Because you know why? Because I get to sit on a couch, have a beer next to me, have the bathroom right behind me. I'm not paying $20 for a beer. I'm paying, you know, $17 for a 12-pack or whatever. So it's hard for me. This day, and they've made it so easy to watch. The camera angles are amazing. HD is amazing. So it's tough, but it's going to be fun. Jades, before we take a break, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Now, the good for me, I feel good about myself on this, and this isn't a fanboy thing. I really felt like David Roddy was a first-round pick. We interviewed Adam Finkelstein of CBS Sports, college basketball, CBS Sports, and he said the whispers in the background where that Roddy is a lot better than the national media is giving him credit for, that he could be very well a first-round pick. David Roddy goes to, in a trade, the Memphis Grizzlies at pick number 23.
With the 23rd pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select David Roddy from Colorado State University.
David Roddy, how about that? Doesn't that just sound amazing? From Colorado State. I saw Trey McBride tweeted out a congratulatory deal. Look at that. McBride goes second round. Roddy goes first round. Both those guys are probably going to go on and do some pretty crazy things for the Colorado State Rams. Kevin Lytle posted last night, Roddy's only the third CSU Ram to get picked in the first round. The bad... I don't like the take on the Nuggets pick. Is it sexy? Did I look and go, oh, the Nuggets got better with those three picks last night? I can't say that. No, the Nuggets stayed neutral. None of these picks jump off of the board, jump off of the paper, and tell you that these guys are going to change the way this team does their business. But we knew that going in. This draft was more or less about guys that can help down the road, because next season is about Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., and Aaron Gordon working together and getting healthy again. That's what next season is about. Better or worse, that's the plan. Whether it was Tim Conley or Calvin Booth, that was the Nuggets' plan going forward. The ugly, the Rockies get swept by Miami. Oh, boy. It's a tough go. I don't know what to tell you. I thought they were going to keep their heads above water, not get into the June swoon. The June swoon is officially upon us, Jades. The Rockies are 30-40, 10 games under 500. They have two series left in the month against a Minnesota team that's not bad at all. And, of course, the Dodgers. My bet, my lunch bet with Good Morning NoCo's Tanner Schwint, is looking amazing, because I said the Rockies won't be better than 8 games under 500 by the time we turn the calendar to July. 22 minutes after the hour, Jades, we're giving tickets away. Here's what's on tap. I got rodeo tickets for Sunday. I've got Stone Temple Pilot tickets for Saturday. I've got Brad Paisley tickets. Are you a country music guy, Jades? Not really. I'm not really either, but we got tickets, and I hear Brad Paisley's very famous. So we're going to give them away. What do you want to give away first? Rodeo, STP, or Brad Paisley? What do you want to do first?
Let's do some rodeo.
Okay. I have a four-pack. I could give them away as a pair or a four-pack. What do you think? Four? Let's give four away. PRCA Rodeo for Sunday, June 26th. Thanks to Buildings by Design, we're giving away tickets. You do not want to miss the rodeo action. And if you do by chance, or even if you're in the stands and want to listen, our guys Tanner Schwint and Brian Gary will be broadcasting the Stampede Rodeo this year, every single rodeo event, starting tomorrow. So, but this one's for Sunday. I got a four-pack for you. Bring the family out. It's Stampede time. It's a great time of year. Let's go. Caller number four gets the four-pack to go see PRCA Rodeo on Sunday, June 26th, 970-353-1310. That's our First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. You're going to get a four-pack to go check out PRCA Pro Rodeo. I got Stone Temple Pilots. I got Brad Paisley tickets to give away a little bit later on. Chris Dempsey's going to join me at 1230. It's a jam-packed program. You're listening to the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to my man, Brady Hall, and the Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Check out our gay beer of the week, courtesy of On the Rocks Liquor. This one's from Breckenridge Brewing. It's a summer pill shandy. You can get selections from Breckenridge or any of your favorite adult beverages. They're open until 10 o'clock, 9 a.m. till 10 o'clock every single day. They have the drive-through. Pop over, Get in there today. Maybe you're getting off work early. Maybe you're partying it up. You're getting ready for game five and potentially the chance for the Avs to bring home or keep home their third Stanley Cup. How about that? So stop by On the Rocks Liquor. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. That's our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Like I said, we're not getting cute with it, Jades. We get cute in about a week with poll questions, and we get creative. There's no need to get creative today. Will the Colorado Avalanche win their third Stanley Cup tonight? Yes or no? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Switching gears, we're talking to Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV next. His thoughts on the Nuggets draft. Are they done this offseason? Is the game plan ahead really just to get healthy? Or is there still something up the Nuggets' sleeve, maybe Calvin Booth's sleeves, as far as a trade, any kind of a package deal going forward? We'll talk to Chris coming up next. But first, we need to jump out of here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
Welcome back to The Whole Show. Glad you guys could be here with us on this Friday afternoon, this Stanley Cup Final Game 5 Friday afternoon. Exciting times throughout the state of Colorado, and I do mean throughout the state. You have Game 5 tonight. The Avs could very well get their third Stanley Cup title since they began, came to Colorado in the mid-90s. The Nuggets were rocking and rolling with their draft last night, and our guy David Roddy goes in the first round. He goes to pick number 23. Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV on to chat with us a bit about the Nuggets. And Chris, you and I have been talking about this a while now. I was viewing this draft going into it thinking, I don't know that they're, you know, at pick 21 and 30, if they're looking for that guy that's going to come in instantly and make an immediate impact. These are guys that we're more so expecting to maybe get some minutes throughout the course of next season, but maybe be a bigger part of the puzzle in the next two seasons. How do you assess what the Nuggets did? Let's talk about pick number 21 first.
Yeah, Christian Brown out of Kansas, and he's the player that everybody involved. We talked to Calvin Booth, the general manager, had a short side conversation with Coach Michael Malone, talked to the vice president of scouting, Jim Klipanoff, and everybody to a man there said that this is the guy that could play and will be given every opportunity to carve out some sort of role on the roster in the rotation next season. And, you know, what they like about him is his size, 6'6", his ability to really compete on the defensive end, and then on the offensive end to be a smart basketball player, space the court, knocked in about 38% of his shots last season for Kansas. And so, you know, they liked his makeup, and they talked a little bit about his mental makeup as well, just in terms of, you know, who he is as a person. And so he's the kind of player that they would like to fit in their locker room. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, Calvin Booth afterwards. The thing that perked my ears up during his press conference was he said that he would love for the team to be bigger and more athletic. And so when he said that, then things start to fall into place in terms of how they viewed this draft. And then, you know, you could start, if you want to, you could start reading the tea leaves as to how they're going to retool the roster around their core players. But Christian Brown is a player that they said that they had very high, you know, was at the top of their draft board, given the position that they were choosing, and they got him.
Yeah, they got the wing player that they were looking for. And, I mean, Chris, what do you think? I mean, last year with Bones Highland, we weren't sure if we were going to see many, many real minutes with him. And unfortunately, the injuries took hold. And I think Bones, when he did get those opportunities, really turned some heads, especially Michael Malone's. So he ended up kind of shocking some of us. Do you see Brown as a big piece to the puzzle right off the bat? Do we work him into a couple of months or something like that? Or do you think he's going to be kind of part of the regular rotation as soon as game one hits?
Yeah, That's a good question, and the short answer is what did they do in free agency?
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So who's coming back, who's not coming back? You know, how does that look? And once we know how that looks, then we can get a little bit of a clearer view of, okay, you know, if they brought in a bunch of veterans, you know, and we know that they're proven players, then I would probably say Christian Brown's impact would be gradual at best over the course of the season. If they stay a little bit more quiet in free agency and maybe grab a player or two that they need, but maybe go into that with the full expectation that Christian Brown is going to play a fairly significant role on the roster, then that'll be the assessment then. So I think we just have to wait until about the end of July into August and see what the Nuggets have done in free agency in terms of filling out that roster. And then you'll get a clearer view about what type of role Christian Brown could probably expect. And then we'll go from there.
Does he fill that need that we talked about? You know, you're wanting a better defensive player. You said big at, what is he, 6'7"? So, and, you know, again, being able to be a pretty good shooter as well, so maybe a 3-and-D kind of guy. How do you think they fared as far as filling that need at pick 21? I mean, again, we'll, like you said, we'll see what they do in free agency and such, but eventually we expect him to be a bigger piece down the road, whether that's a half a year, whatever. Does it look like on paper that they did a good job of filling that need in this first round?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think they took a nice step toward doing that. You know, I mean, you know, the question, how many players do you want to have to be able to properly fill that role? Because, you know, when you're talking about three-point shooters spaced around players like Nikola Jokic or even Jamal Murray, you know, it's really multiple players more so than just one. And so, you know, I think Christian Brown is a is another player that can help in that respect. And so, you know, if you're putting Christian Brown out there, and you got Michael Porter Jr. out there, Jamal Murray out there, and you have these players kind of, you know, around the perimeter, on the perimeter around Nikola Jokic, it's just going to be harder for a defense just to hone in on Nikola Jokic, to really load up toward Nikola without taking a real risk if they're going to get hurt by one of those players at the three-point line. So I think as many players as that can shoot high 30s to low 40s and the 3-point percentage department that you can have around a player that demands double teams and demands the majority of defensive attention, the better off you are. And so I think for the Nuggets, this is a nice, you know, it's a nice player to be able to put around and just have another guy that can be a threat out there that the defense has to pay attention, be honest about paying attention to and not just cheating off of him. And then it's shrugging their shoulders if they don't quite get back out to the three-point line because they're not really worried if he's going to make the shot.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Again, I view this draft the way I viewed the last three or four. I can go all the way back to 2017, even when they drafted Monte Morris. I didn't view any draft really since then as, oh, this is huge. They better make sure they nail this. They have. I mean, we've been seeing guys, Monte Morris, Bones, Highland, those guys have worked out. But I kind of still feel the same. We'll see what they do in free agency. But I did view this draft as more or less, okay, great. We'll see what these guys have. It's not the end-all, be-all if they're meaningful right off the bat, but that's kind of how I looked at it. Nuggets weren't done, though. They had a OKC's pick at 30, UCLA's Peyton Watson. Now, he certainly, Chris, seems like maybe more of a long-term kind of project guy.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say that as well. You know, didn't play much for UCLA last season. And, you know, he's the kind of player that, you have to kind of look past what it was he actually did on the court into what you think he can be. And so right now, about the only place where if you put him on the court, you could reasonably expect that he would help would be in maybe a little bit of rim protection. He blocked some shots in his freshman season at UCLA. But I think you're right. I think by and large, this is a player that they would want to get into Denver, get around the team, get with the player development staff, and then get to work, you know, on enhancing his game, on making him a more dynamic player on both ends of the court. Because I think if they are able to do that, then he projects as a player to me to be kind of a dynamic role player. A dynamic role man in the pick and roll is what I'm trying to say. Getting down toward the rim, lob threat, those kinds of things, attack the offensive glass, Can he develop a little bit of a jump shot as well to be able to take advantage of some defenses that might just want to pack the paint against him? Yeah, I think he can do that as well. And so you just have to get to work to develop those skills. And then defensively, he's not going to need much work. I mean, lateral quickness, everybody can work on that a little bit more. But his instincts around the rim and his ability to block shots, he just has that already. So, I think him and Ishmael Katagande from out of
very
Paris,
good, by the guys. Way, Chris. Very
I think those guys are most definitely – Well, listen. In the case of Ishmael, he's not even going to be here. I mean, everybody said that he's kind of a stash player, and they'll see what he looks like a couple of years down the road. So, yeah, I mean, they drafted. You know, one of the things we said, you know, that they could do is draft for the future. I think they did that with the last two picks, and then did they draft for now? Yes, I think they did with Christian Braun. Brown.
We're talking. I did the same thing. I mean, come on,
I knew I was going to do that one.
Come on. hey, Chris. I want to get into the depth chart and ask you some questions about, you know, are the Nuggets done? Is this kind of for better or worse? Kind of the group just hoping health is the factor. I want to get into that in just a moment, but the NBA draft is so interesting to me because unlike the NFL draft, Adam Silver will come out to announce the trade that had happened like three picks before. I was getting so confused. I was all over the place. It was hilarious when Silver comes out to announce the Nuggets pick. The first thing he said was, a trade has been made. I'm thinking, did the Nuggets just trade pick 21? And yeah. I even tweeted it out. I said, trade alert. And then he goes, "So I don't even remember who was before the Nuggets. It was like two picks before. So-and-so picked, traded away their pick. And then they went over to the Nuggets draft pick. But it's weird. It's like I'm back to the future watching the NBA draft sometimes.
Yeah. It's so weird, man.
It is.
You know, and it's just like, you know, and think about the Nuggets trade for the 30th pick. Yeah. That thing was, you know, reported what, a week ago,
and it still doesn't show. Yeah, what is
right?
That?
Yeah, and the like, I don't understand. It's the one thing that I think the NBA gets wrong every single year when you have these teams trading picks. Let those trades go through so that you don't have all the things. So also, Payton Watson is sitting in his press conference after he gets. After he gets drafted in an Oklahoma City hat
right.
and answering questions about being a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I'm like, what? We all know that you're going to the Denver Nuggets.
Wow.
And it's just, you know, and it's just that the NBA or in, who was it? Kind of toward the end, was drafted by San Antonio, but was going to Memphis. And it was the point guard out of, Tennessee, Chandler. And, So he gets drafted by San Antonio, gets traded to Memphis. He actually has a Memphis hat on in his but on the TV screen it's got Chandler going to San Antonio, and it's just the worst television and obviously the most misleading thing for fans. And what it leads to is stories about if these players, any one of these players that was drafted and traded but walked across in the original team's uniform or hat plays really, really well, then that fan base is going to go, oh, you traded this guy on draft night and we could have had him. And that's
right.
That's not the case. The picks were already traded. They told the other team who to pick so that player would be that player would be theirs. And we live that out here every year in Denver with Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert.
Yep.
And, you know, and so, but the NBA, I don't understand why no one makes a move to change how trades work and how quickly they're executed so that the young men could be walking across the stage in the right hat, so that they're not in press conferences as answering questions about a team they are not going to, and so that the fan base is very clear about where the players are going. And so you're right, you know, and then you get the commissioner standing up there and be like, there's a trade. And we're like, what?
I'm so
happening
confused.
Right now?
One of our morning show hosts was watching last night. And he's like, I thought the Nuggets had two first round picks. I'm like,
yeah.
They do, but they're still labeling it as the Thunder. And the Donovan Mitchell thing gets me every single year, every couple of weeks, whatever. If Mitchell has a beautiful game, everybody throws it out there, but you're right. That pick was traded well before the draft, and then Utah says, oh, you're up. Here you go. That's who we want with it. It's Donovan Mitchell. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. Chris, while we have you, a couple more minutes, my man. Looking at this depth chart for Denver, Do you think Calvin Booth is almost looking at it? Because you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Like, Calvin just kind of doesn't have to do a whole lot, assuming Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. get healthy. Is that more or less the game plan? Is, hey, we believe we are good enough to go to the Western Conference Finals if those two guys are healthy? Or do you think the Nuggets go, we need an insurance policy just in case? We might have to get aggressive here with a trade or two. I keep hearing Monte Morris's name pop up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah,
that's interesting. We'll see about that. I think that's why, for me, with Calvin kind of sitting up there saying they want to get bigger and more athletic, perked up my ears. Mm. Because what you have to figure out is what you're going to do with Bryn Forbes, Facundo Campazzo, Marcus Howard, Austin Rivers, Davon Reed. You know, which of these players are coming back, which of these players aren't coming back. And, you know, maybe you can infer a few things from those comments, or maybe you don't want to infer some things from those comments. But given the way they drafted with Christian Brown, and given those comments after the draft, I think he's going to be very serious about getting taller, athletic players in to some spots that, you know, maybe they don't have them right now. And, you know, first off, for those players that are now no longer under contract, those are going to be, you know, quote unquote, easier spots to fill, just because you can just say, well, we're going to move on from player X and we're going to go after these players over here. The more difficult ones would be the ones under contract on your roster if you want to move them. And then what do you do with those? So I think for Calvin, the first things first, and Josh Kroenke, is to address the players that don't have contracts and are free agents. So those are spots that you can easily fill without having to make a trade or anything else. And then if you are not seeing or not getting the traction in the kind of free agents that you want, then you can kind of pull the trigger on, okay, what's our trade capital? What can that get us from another team that would be of benefit to us? So I think it's a step-by-step process for the Nuggets. And I think that's the order that it will go in. I don't think they'll pull a trigger on a trade of a player. I mean, I have to say the caveat is, unless you already know a team, you have earmarked a player on another team, and that team is already amenable to a trade for a player that you would want to be that you would be fine about giving up. Then okay, if that scenario exists right now, okay. If that scenario does not exist right now, see what you have in free agency first. And then supplement that with trade second. I think that's how it'll go.
Well, it's going to be interesting. We're saying the most important offseason for the Nuggets, certainly in a while. Chris, my man, appreciate you. Great work with your coverage as always, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Absolutely. Talk to you.
All right, man. Chris Dempsey, Altitude TV. 12:52 the time. I have Brad Paisley, Stone Temple Pilots tickets to give away. No, that's not the same band. These are two different nights. Might give them away next. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to my man, Brady Hall, and The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Wow, that was a fast-moving first hour. My God, we haven't even touched the abs yet, don't worry. We have the Hype House coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.